This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply. Matt Hill, lead writer for our Umpqua about the Archie Creek fire. That'll be in Sunday's news review. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So talk about this project, and you definitely got really deeply involved in this.
I did. We started looking at this after the Archie Creek fire, just starting to look at stories, human stories of the experience, both from first responders, from people who lost their homes, and from people who were helping other people deal with the disaster in terms of housing and food and relocation and getting assistance. And the more we looked into it, the more stories and experiences we saw, and we just wanted to document the true impact of the fire and the ongoing disaster that people are dealing with.
And you really described it several months ago, one of the times that we talked after the fire, in kind of an epic way, just in terms of just how big a deal this fire was.
Yeah, from a landscape scale, it's the worst ecological disaster we've seen in the area, you know, since Mount Mazama exploded, I think, in my opinion. But then when you get into the human side of things, I mean, nothing has destroyed as many homes and altered so many lives in this area as the Archie Creek fire. And for many people, that situation continues in terms of not being able to rebuild homes because of lack of insurance or under insurance. You know, the price of building things, availability of supplies, labor. So many people are still, you know, in a dire situation and haven't returned to any type of normalcy.
You know, I was looking through a copy that I got yesterday, and some of those pictures, and I was reminded because some of them were ones that we used at 541 Radio as well, that came from a lot of different people. You've got some in there, Kyle Reed, and many other people. You look at those pictures, and it's like, did we really go through this? I mean, or was this just like a weird movie that I watched late one night?
Yeah, looking at these pictures really gives you a sense of what the creature, the fire, was like. You know, it certainly had its own personality, very, very fierce and menacing one. For most people in Roseburg, you know, the experience of Archer Creek was just kind of being in smoke for a long period of time, but we really didn't know what it looked like up there. And some of these pictures that are used in the special edition came from people on the front lines, from DFPA, from the industrial forest landowners like Roseburg Forest Products, Lone Rock, Seneca, people like that who could capture, you know, these moments in time to show you the intensity of the fire.
I was looking at one of the stories. Maybe you can tell us more about the Simon Talcott and his experience.
Yeah, the Talcott family is one of the oldest families up in the Glide area, early pioneers up Little River, up the North Umpqua. He's a tree faller. He was off dropping trees on the Beachy Creek fire. So he was on another fire when this one started. And then learned that his own home had burned. He had just built it, lost everything, and now he's back up there, you know, living in a motorhome, trying to rebuild his home. Very difficult situation.
And another one of the big situations from that time was the impact on the Rock Creek Hatchery.
Yeah, and that one is certainly one where there's a lot of current discussion and uncertainty about the recovery. The hatcheries up there have a long history, going back to, you know, before 1900. A series of hatcheries have always been up there to supplement fish populations in the North Umpqua and sustain those and provide opportunities for recreationists. The hatchery, you know, sustained a virtual total loss up there. All but one building were destroyed, including the homes of hatchery workers and Dan Meyer, the hatchery manager, who in the special edition tells his first person account of his experience up there, what happened to the fish, and where they are with recovery.
One of the other stories that I went through a little bit last night was about the grave of Mace Tipton. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so Mace Tipton was known as the last of the Umpquas. He had been a member of a small band of Upper Umpqua Indians that had refused to be removed to the distant reservations in Northwest Oregon. And his mother died. He eventually was adopted by a local white family, the Tipton family in Glide, grew up there, but maintained his Indian identity, and in fact celebrated it and tried to make sure that all the locals remembered who the Umpqua Indians were up there. And there were a lot of news review stories written about him at the time. And his grave is up there in an undisclosed place, up in the ashes, and it's still there, and we'll be there for a very long time.
Another one here of interest about the old Frontier Store.
Yeah, the Frontier Store up in the Susan Creek area next to the Dogwood Hotel, when the fire came through there, burned the Frontier Store where Casey Konimak and his family were living. Nothing happened, literally feet away at the Dogwood Hotel, which survived the fire. But Casey was a photographer, had taken a lot of pictures up there, and was also able to capture some pictures right after the fire of the devastation. So we talk about his story and his kind of personal journey of recovery through the experience of losing your home and trying to come to terms with the situation.
And I think as people, we've gone through the last 18 months of a pandemic and all of that, and that kind of mixes in with this at the same time, about realizing how that area, which is for many of us just a few miles away, some listening are in it right now, is really changed forever.
It is, and it certainly will never be the same again. Trees will grow back. They will grow back differently. Things will look differently. Certainly, the homes and some of the other structures up there will never be there again. And from my own perspective, I see a significant difference in the recovery of lands between private and federal, and so we will continue to see those differences over time and how different recovery methods have different results, and it'll be a living experiment that everyone will be able to see when they drive up the North Umpqua.
What was it like for you to talk to some of these folks and hear their stories?
Hard. And I was incredibly grateful that people allowed me to interview them, that they opened up, talked about their personal experiences and allowed them to be shared with the public. I think it's important for all of us to understand the seriousness of wildfire, the risk of it to lives, to property, to our community, and to take it seriously and to apply that understanding to our land management decisions. But these stories are just a snapshot of the many people who were affected up there. And I know there were many more. These were just a couple that came across to my awareness. And I think they're really important for people to understand.
And I understand there are some people who lost everything up there who've literally never gone back.
Yeah, there are those cases. There are a couple people who have passed away just in the last 18 months and never, were able to rebuild their home and go back and have, some return to their life. People have, several of the people I talked to have very literal PTSD. They can't go up there, or they have very strong emotional reactions, or even if they smell smoke or hear the crackle of a fire, it brings back the memories of that experience, which are incredibly traumatic.
When you talk to some of the first responders and just got a sense of that early morning pace just being frantic.
Yeah, I've gone back through the 911 audio and the police scanner audio, and the speed of events was what really was the most defining factor of the Archie Creek fire. The wind-driven fire moved things along so quickly that it was hard to even understand the scale and scope of what was happening. It is a testament to Douglas County's first responders, the Sheriff's Department, search and rescue, even DFPA, local residents that helped get people out. No residents were killed or lost in the event. And our county resources just did incredible work to get people out very quickly. It's something that I think is probably the best story of this fire.
Our Umpqua Archie Creek Fire, the fire of all fires. Matt Hill, the lead writer. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And that'll be in Sunday's News Review, 8:41 on the Morning Conversation, presented by Gerritsen Building Supply.